Okay, so let's talk about the Hits Deep Tour. Excited about it. I have to ask you. Now, Mandisa had a girls' night out last year. Is that what you're doing with this? Is this a boys' night out? Because I noticed the lineup.
You know, honestly, unfortunately, in some ways, I love our lineup. But this is actually, Hits Deep's been going for a while. This is probably my seventh year doing Hits Deep. I don't know how we haven't hit Toledo yet, but anyway.
Well, you did last year. You did last year.
Okay. I thought so.
It's that, okay if you don't
hadn't seen it. Because I would have been there before Mandisa. But anyway, this is like the seventh year we've done it. And every year we've had female artists on it. This is the first year we haven't. So, like, it kind of, like, it bugs me a little. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I sort of miss the fact that we're not totally diverse out here. Mm-hmm. But if this is the way it ended up, we asked certain people said yes, certain people said no. And the night, as far as musical diversity, is amazing.
Oh, we're excited about it. I thought it was cute. I picture Mandisa doing this and you messaging her and saying, all right, Mandisa, well, I'm having a boys' night out. You can have a girls' night out.
No, Mandisa was the first one to text me, as a matter of fact.
Really?
The first one to say, your lineup for Hits Deep looks awfully male.
So I wasn't the only one thinking that. But no, I love it. I think the lineup is phenomenal. We cannot wait. And so you've performed with all these artists, I'm assuming.
I don't this time. It's the first time that we don't do, Aaron Cole comes out on my set and we do Starts With Me. Ryan Stevens comes out on my set. We do Speak Life Together. The rest I don't. Every other Hits Deep, every artist has been on stage with us. We have a new record out.
Mm-hmm.
The Elements is out, so I had to, with new songs, I had to really, like, kind of own those and perform them the way they were written.
Right.
So we didn't work out, but I mean, I watched everybody's set last night, and it was so good, man. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm excited.
You can't beat the lineup. I mean, it is too good. It really
is. There's so much passion. Jeremy Camp and what he does, Jordan Felice, and We Are Messengers, and Ryan Stevens, and Aaron Cole. And I tell everybody, like, give me an artist, give me a talented artist, but give me an artist with vision, and you will go somewhere.
Ah, that's so good. So Aaron Cole's a new one, and I just talked with him the other day, and he is a riot. And so he said he met you around 15 years old. And do you remember the first time you met up with him?
I remember it very specifically. He and his dad came on stage at a show and said, we want to sign to Goatee Records. For those that don't know, Goatee Records is a label we started a long time ago and still do that has Holland and Ryan Stevenson and Capital Kings and lots of artists. Anyway, they're like, and I said, well, you're 15. I like what you do, but you got to finish school, dog. Like, and they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm not signing a 15-year-old. Like,
he told me that. He goes, so I go out there and I even load stuff and, you know, equipment on his trucks and stuff. And I was working. And then I was talking to him. He says, well, you might have to wait till you're 18. And he funny.
Wasn't feeling that, buddy.
No, he wasn't.
But I had to wait for him. I said, you got to stay in the crock pot a little longer, boy.
Well, I guess he did. He's all cooked up now. He's doing well.
He's so talented.
Oh, he's great.
Talk about vision, man. He knows where he's going, and he feels called, you know, to go there. And nothing's going to stop him. You have to have vision, or you'll find yourself on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah. Or all over the place. I mean, with no focus, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.